Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:45, and our You Decide 2024 spotlight is still focused on President Biden as a congressman from Texas became the first Democrat to openly, publicly call for Biden to drop out of the race, coming less than a week after the debate performance that many have billed as disastrous at the presidential debate on CNN. WOKV's Kirsten Garris live in our Washington newsroom. So what reasons did this congressman cite?
Yeah, that's right. So we're talking about Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas. And in a statement Tuesday, he said that Biden should, quote, make the painful and difficult decision to withdraw. And he talked about that poor performance at the debate last week against former President Donald Trump, where Doggett said, quote, he failed to effectively defend his many accomplishments. Now, Doggett is in a safe district. He has been serving his 15th term in Congress. And again, he is that first person to publicly call for President Biden to step down. It is notable that his statement came just minutes after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a top Democrat, was on MSNBC, and she said that it was, quote, a legitimate question to figure out if this was an episode or a condition. So, I hearing Nancy Pelosi say that was almost like the green light for Democrats to say, okay, we can talk about this. Now, as you can imagine, during the first White House press briefing since that debate yesterday, the White House was fielding several questions about this. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked about, again, pressure from Democrats, but also, you know, what happened that night. She said that the president had a cold and that, you know, it was a bad night, and they really doubled down on that message. It is worth noting, though, today on the president's schedule, he has a couple of events that are very notable. First, he has a private lunch with Vice President Kamala Harris, which is closed to the press, and then this evening, he has a meeting with Democratic governors, also closed to the press. So that is notable and something we'll be following. As you can imagine, he will likely be trying to calm any concerns within the base.
You know, it's an interesting thing. You mentioned Doggett's in a safe district, but there are others who may not be. And if you consider the down ballot concerns, this anxiety doesn't seem like it's going to let up all that much.
Oh, no, absolutely. This is definitely something that, you know, many Democrats are worried about. There is polling showing that Vice President Kamala Harris is doing better. We're even seeing another top Democrat, Congressman Jim Clyburn from the South Carolina, mm-hmm. say that, you know, he'd be okay with Vice President Harris. So that was notable. When you look at former President Donald Trump, he is feeling some relief this morning, as you can imagine, when it comes to his side of this situation. His sentencing for his first criminal conviction has been delayed. This was supposed to be next week on July 11th. Now, it won't be until at least September after what happened at the Supreme Court earlier this week. A judge has agreed to weigh in on the possible impact of presidential immunity. So with this delay, that sends the sentencing now to September 18th at the earliest. And if you look at the calendar like me, that is not too far away from Election Day. And so we're getting just closer and closer to what happens here in that case. And, you know, we'll see where this goes from here. But we are seeing President Biden hit the road more. So that it's safe to say that could be a response to the debate performance. And we're also seeing him do more interviews. The first one will be with ABC on Friday.
Yeah. Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington. You got fourth plans? Are you going to watch the Capitol 4th of July fireworks maybe?
You know, I was an intern in D.C., worked here right after I graduated college, so I have seen many a 4th of July from the National Mall, and with the way the earth is getting hot, I'm okay with staying at home, but I will definitely see it from my rooftop. So that's the one perk of living not far from the Capitol. You can see it from home and enjoy the view.
I love it. Enjoy it and have a safe 4th. Party on.